Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of People You Need to Know magazine, Atlanta's official magazine, uplifting women business owners. Our show today is brought to you by the Atlanta Black Family Expo, to be held at the Marriott Marquis Hotel on November 9th. Learn more at AtlantaBlackFamilyExpo.com. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Ms. Coryell DuBose about her Single Wives Club weekend coming up on October 18th through the 20th of this year, 2013. My guest today is a native of Joliet, Illinois, and received education degrees from Tennessee State University and Central Michigan University. She is the founder and CEO of the Single Wives Club, an organization that empowers single ladies to become better women before becoming a wife. We are so very honored to have on the phone today a woman who's helping single women discover their true worth. Ms. Coryell DuBose, welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to join you all today.
How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. Getting my day started. How about you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better. Trying to get much better. Now, Ms. Coryell, what is the goal of the Single Wives Club weekend?
Well, Single Wives Weekend is the ultimate women's empowerment weekend. Our goal is to educate, to empower, and to entertain women through a variety of fun and exciting events, everything from fashion and beauty to spirituality, business, and preparing to become a wife.
Well, you just seems like you're covering it all.
Yes, our goal is to create well-rounded wives. So we're definitely, working on a holistic approach so that we can cover it all, A to Z.
Well, Ms. Coryell, I just want to commend you on the great work you're doing with the Single Women of Atlanta.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate your support.
And before we continue this interview, let me get the correct name of this the weekend event. Is it the Single Wives Club weekend or the Single Wives weekend?
It's just Single Wives Weekend.
All right. Let me make sure I make that adjustment here. What should the ladies expect to take away from your event?
Well, you definitely are going to have a wonderful time. Anyone who's ever been to any Single Wives Club events know that we definitely have a great time. It's really awesome to be surrounded by positive women who are supporting and encouraging one another, and that's really the network of women that we have built here in Atlanta. And so you definitely will leave inspired and empowered and just ready to become your best self and take over the world.
Tell our listeners why positivity is so important for you.
Well, one of the things that we go by as members of as single wives is to focus on the positive, because what you put your energy into is what you will create more of. So if you're focusing on the positive, if you're finding the positive in everything that you're doing, and finding the positive in each situation, then you're definitely going to create positive changes for your life. So having a positive attitude and approaching even difficult situations from a positive standpoint will definitely help you to be successful.
Beautiful. Well, describe some of the events that will take place over the Single Wives Weekend of October 18th through the 20th.
Well, we are kicking off Single Wives Weekend on Friday, October 18th, with our Fall Fashion Gallery. It's taking place at 8 p.m. at Peter Maxfield Boutique in Atlanta, and it's the launch of the fall collection of Single Wives Wear. And Single Wives Wear is our clothing line, and it offers a stylish way to make a statement. So we have some super cute pieces, but it's really all about the message behind the designs that we have, and it's really about empowering women to set standards for themselves and for the men in their lives. So that's what Friday is all about. It's a big fashion party. And then on Saturday, we have the Summit Business Conference and Luncheon, which will help women to prepare for a financially free future. We have some really, really powerful speakers who will be doing some interactive workshops on topics, everything from building your brand to becoming an entrepreneur, financial preparedness, setting goals and then effective networking, what you really need to do to build your network so that you can create some net worth. And then we also have on Saturday evening the relationship party, and that is at 8:30 p.m. It's at Metro Fusion Lounge, and it's a conversation party where we're really going to sit back and let the men talk. We're going to find out what it is that they want in a wife, what they're really thinking about the whole dating game, and how we can be successful. And then the after party is at the same location at Metro Fusion Lounge, so that'll be Single Wives Night Out, a chance for the ladies to sit back, kick back, and relax. And then we will conclude Single Wives Weekend on Sunday, October 20th, with the Sunday Tea, and that's taking place from 2 to 5 p.m. at Taylor Bronner Hall, and this is a real tea party with cocktail dresses and big Sunday hats, and it's presented by our mentors of the Wives Society, and they're going to share with the single ladies about the business of being a wife and what we can really do so that we can become the modern-day Claire Huxtable. So we definitely have a fun-filled, action-packed weekend taking place here in Atlanta next weekend for you ladies.
Well, it sounds like it. So how did you choose the topics for your business conference on Saturday, October 19th?
Well, what I did, I have obviously over the last 2 years been working very hard to build my brand. And so a lot of the questions that people ask me or the kind of help people want from me is really what I use to create our topics. I wanted to figure out, you know, if I'm starting from scratch, I want women to be able to, you know, they just have an idea and they can still come and take something away from the conference. Women who are already building their brands can still come and take something away from the conference. Women who aren't even necessarily interested in being entrepreneurs can still come and figure out how to develop some organic relationships so that you can, you know, really network and build your network with the women around you. So you can definitely take a lot away from our conference. And then, just to be in a room with such powerful, such amazing women, you know, that definitely cannot hurt. So we're definitely looking forward to inspiring and empowering some business owners at the summit.
Well, tell us, how did you choose the dynamic and engaging speakers for your event?
Well, I chose some ladies that I personally look up to, ladies who are really making some waves, not just here in Atlanta, but we have some dynamic speakers who are coming in for Single Wives Weekend. So we didn't just limit ourselves to the women of Atlanta, but I really looked for boss ladies who are making moves, you know, in whatever their field or whatever their lane is. And so one of our speakers is Nicole Garner, who is the CEO of the Garner Circle, which is probably the biggest PR group here in Atlanta. And she's going to be presenting on Becoming a Boss, the Entrepreneurial Spirit Revealed. And then we also have author Lakia Brandenburg, who is a phenomenal woman and an inspiration, a happily married wife. And she's going to speak on goal cards, the green card for success, how we can really activate our goal cards and live the life of our dreams. And then followed by her, we have Nicole Jackson, who is a therapist and a coach. And she's going to speak on wife, being the CEO of the home, and how we can prepare to lead our families from a financial standpoint as far as budgeting and those types of things that you really need to understand and be able to do as a wife. And then our luncheon speaker is Kamika Smith, who is the founder of the Boss Network. And she's going to really speak on effective networking. And she has created the Forbes listed Boss Network. So when it comes to the caliber of women, we definitely wanted to only bring the best. And then we just added one last workshop, which will be presented by Sharia Jackson, who is the relationship editor over at Essence Magazine. And she's going to share Dating Like a Pro. So how us busy women, us entrepreneurial women, how we can date like a pro so that we, you know, aren't in bed with our millions, but we can still have a man and a million. So we're working on that from all angles.
Wow. Sounds like a stellar lineup. So let's move on. Why is the relationship party so important?
Well, the relationship party is important because, you know, as single women, we like to sit around and talk to one another. You know, we want to give each other advice. We want to tell each other what's not working. But we never really sit down and be quiet and let the men talk. So this relationship party is going to give the ladies an opportunity to do just that. We're going to open up the floor, open up the lines of communication on the dating game so that we can really be prepared for the life that we want to live. You know, if we say that we want to be married, we want to be happily married in healthy relationships, then we need to talk to our male counterparts and figure out what it is that they really want, what their expectations are, so that we can decide, you know, what do we need to work on so that we can really be successful. So this is definitely a great event to really open up the lines of communication and just let it all out there.
Well, it sounds like you have so much stuff going on over that weekend. I'm just curious to find out, what do you think will be the biggest hit of the weekend?
You know, I have to say that the response has really been great for the Sunday tea. The ladies are really excited about getting all blitzed and glammed up and putting on those cocktail dresses and the Sunday hats. It's really a great day to be a woman. You know, it's going to be a really big feminine event where it's positive and the wives are really investing into the single ladies. And we even have some surprise guests. We're awarding some honorable wives with the Claire Huxtable Award. So it's really just going to be a fun time.
Wow. Well, what advice do you have for ladies who will be attending your event?
Definitely come out with an open mind, come out with a positive attitude. The single wives, we are happy ladies. You know, we are definitely excited about life. We're excited about becoming better women. And so, yeah, I feel like your positive attitude will get you a long way. You know, coming out, be prepared. Definitely have you some business cards, have you a notebook so that you can jot down any aha moments that you have throughout the weekend. And come with an open mind and an open heart, wanting to really build relationship and establish something with the ladies here, because, you know, when you enter a room, any room or any of these events, with a smile and an open mind, you know, you're guaranteed to take something positive away from it. So that would be my advice, an open heart, an open mind, and a big smile.
Well, Ms. Coriel DuBose, have you been honored yet by the city of Atlanta?
I have not.
I can see
not
a
yet.
Miss. I can see a Coriel DuBose Day coming up in your future in the City Hall area learn about what you're doing, because it sounds like you're doing some phenomenal work.
Thank you so much.
So where can our listeners get more information and purchase tickets to your exciting event?
Well, you can log on to thesinglewivesclub.com to get the complete event details and to purchase weekend passes for Single Wives Weekend. And be sure to stay tuned with us on Twitter at Single Wives Club. And on Instagram, we are at The Single Wives Club. And that's where you can always stay up to date with everything that we have going on, because this is our biggest event, but we definitely have workshops and mixers on an ongoing basis.
Well, Ms. Coriel, you know, you sound like a crown jewel of Atlanta, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners want to know how they can connect with you. So give them that information, please.
You can follow me online. I have a blog where I'm blogging all about my experience as a single wife, a single woman, setting standards for myself and the men in my life at IamTheSingleWife.com. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at KOEREYELLE. That's Coriel. And I look forward
right.
to connect with all of you ladies.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead and say that last part.
Oh, no. I was just saying I look forward to connecting with everyone, all of you ladies.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it right here on Spark Plug Radio. Ms. Coriel DuBose, founder and CEO of the Single Wives Club, thanks for spending some of your most valuable time with us today.
Thank you for having me. Hope to see you all next weekend.
All right. You've been listening to Spark Plug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on women business owners in Metro Atlanta who are doing big things, like Ms. Coriel DuBose. To listen to even more people you need to know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com. And be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. You can check out the latest pictures from our most recent photo shoots of new clients right there on our Facebook page. I want to take a moment to thank our executive producer and my wife, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another spectacular job behind the scenes. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, the world's number one promoter of women business owners, reminding you that People You Need to Know magazine shines the spotlight on women business owners like no other company on earth. Thanks again for tuning in to Spark Plug Radio.